Welcome to Dot FM this morning for the 17th of April. Our top stories are the following. Anti-government firefighters in the eastern town face attacks from Gaddafi's forces as he stands to prevent NATO air raids. All this and much more on Dot FM news this morning. As we take a look at the temperatures now, 45 degrees Fahrenheit here in New York City at this current moment. I am your person today, and I'm presenter of Weekend Edition of Sunday. As our show continues to air, really, around the world, here's your sports. In sports news today, two Kenyan nationals win the London Marathon. Congratulations to them. Now, here are your headlines once again. Head of Ivorian Popular Front calls for an end to revenge killing and looting as gunfire rings out near Abidjan. A member of the powerful Zedek gang cartel arrested in connection with the deaths of more than 130 people. Leaders of opposition bloc head to Saudi Arabia to discuss transition of power with Gulf ministers amid protests. Aviation regulators to overhaul schedule for tower operators as fatigue causes an on-the-job spike, causing concern. Now, our cover story. Two Palestinian teenagers have been arrested on suspicion of carrying out the brutal murder of the Israeli settler family while they slept in their home. Amjad and Hakim Awad from the West Bank village of Awarta are reported to have confessed to the murdering of Udin and Nufogel and three young children, police said. They were stabbed in a nearby settlement of Itamar on March 11th. Police released the details of the suspects after a gagging order was lifted. Spokesman Mickey Rosenfield described the attack as planned and executed by the two teenagers, although he said five other family members were also being questioned. The two planned and carried out the attack with knives. They first killed children Yoav and Eldad before moving to the parents' bedroom and killing them and baby Hadass, who was sleeping with them. The savage attack shocked Israelis and many Palestinians and prompted Israeli officials to impose a ban on reporting details of murders. The Israeli security forces arrested scores of people in the days following the killings, although most were victims. An investigator said Amjad Awad on April 5th, and reported to Israeli Haaretz newspaper said with Hakim Awad, in relation, detained 5 days later. And this concludes your Dot FM news this morning.